This is Here and Now, and there are just 3 days left until Thanksgiving, but there are just 2 days left until Hanukkah. It is the first time the two holidays have collided in over a century, and according to some calculations, the last time this will happen for 79,000 years. Since no living cooks have ever experienced such a thing before, there is no how-to for Thanksgivica menus. Well, save for this song that's getting some traction on YouTube.
Pilgrims, Indians, readers of the Torah, Puritans, Wampanoag, dancers of the horror, we don't care. We're celebrating Thanksgiving.
That's Oils by the Chicago company Big Teeth Productions. We're playing it to welcome Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who's also been planning her Thanksgiving celebration. And she joins us in the studio to tell us what she's got. Hi there, Kathy.
Hello. Nice to be here.
I presume you're not doing it to the latest pop song, but start with the...
It's catchy, you know?
With the star of the Hanukkah table, latkes. How are you changing them up for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll tell you, this is really a bizarre convergence of two holidays, because usually Hanukkah has to compete with Christmas. And as any Jewish child will tell you, that's rough, because Christmas is the granddaddy of them all. But now we have Thanksgiving, so the menorah will go next to the turkey. But what else will happen on the table? Maybe we'll add a little horseradish to our cranberry sauce. But I'm going to be making latkes, which are, you know, fried potato pancakes. And I think this year I am going to use a sweet potato instead of a white potato, because it's better for you. But also, it really, that's a real merging of these two holidays. So I'm going to do grated sweet potatoes with shallots, a little bit of grated nutmeg, and then, of course, all Hanukkah traditional recipes use oil. So they will be fried in oil, but not deep fried. And that will go with all the traditional Thanksgiving dishes.
What else, Kathy? What about all the Thanksgiving staples? I'm thinking of mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, Brussels sprouts, you name it. I mean, are you changing up any of those?
Well, I change them up every year just because I fight tradition. I know some people are just wed to it. You know, you hear over and over, if I change my Brussels sprouts, my grandmother will drop dead at the table, you know. So we don't want to mess with it too much. I'm going to have horseradish at the table. I'm going to have the latkes. I might make like a noodle kugel, which is another traditional Jewish dish, which uses a lot of dairy, cottage cheese, sour cream. I add apricots and slivered almonds to mine, and raisins or sweet dried cranberries. So this will be a merging of Jewish traditions and Thanksgiving dishes. Just having the menorah meet the turkey. Hello? That's new.
How are you going to fit fit it all on the table? It's already
Don't
hard enough to get
Don't get me anxious,
on.
Jeremy, okay?
Well, you will have to wait another 79,000 years.
I know. I would love to stick around and see that, actually.
But I love the fact that it's the merging of two great food traditions, really.
It is. And then my rabbi, right? I'm a Jew. I've got to talk about my rabbi, Lev Bayesh. Listen to what he says about it. He says, how about this year we use the convergence of two holidays focused on freedoms from both home and abroad and make this year about just that, working harder to create real freedom here and abroad. I love that thought.
Okay. Well, what about people who maybe have certain restrictions from their food diet? I mean, we've been hearing a lot more recently about people going gluten-free for health reasons, so they can't have wheat, rye, barley. How do you adapt a Thanksgiving menu for that?
You know, I was driving here today, and I don't know why. I just had this image flash before me of the Norman Rockwell painting of the American family at the table with the turkey. And I thought, now there'd have to be the gluten-free cousin and the vegan daughter and the allergy-ridden aunt. And
by the way, try doing vegan and gluten-free for the same meal. It is not always easy to find things that fit into both of those circles.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's really never easy. But I've talked to a bunch of friends who are gluten-free and also vegan. And the thing that they point out is we don't just want you to throw some side dishes at us. Yeah. You know, keep it seasonal, keep it fresh. Let's start with gluten-free. So obviously you want to avoid flour and wheat products. Surprising, you also have to check dairy products sometimes, especially cheese, to make sure that there's no flour in that. If you have a serious person with a gluten allergy, you really want to pay attention to it. A traditional New England dish is something called alabaster. It's mashed potatoes and turnips. Turnips are a wonderful root vegetable, very seasonal right now. That would be a perfect dish to put on as a side dish. It's really a mashed potato, but the addition of the turnip gives it a real depth of flavor. You're kind of It's like you take a bite and there's the familiar potato and then there's this earthy sweet vegetable in there and you're like, so that's a really nice way to go.
And a nice name, Alabaster.
Alabaster.
Because of the color, I imagine.
I think so. I know some real traditional old New Englanders and they always serve that at their Thanksgiving table. I don't know that much about the history. The difficult part with gluten-free is desserts and also making gravy. Traditionally, gravy, you add flour to it. Now, you could use cornstarch. You could also add nothing and just reduce it. Reduce, and it will thicken into a gravy. But for desserts, I would throw out a panna cotta, which is a cooked cream dish, Italian style. No gluten in that. Indian pudding made with molasses and cornmeal, or meringue, whipped egg whites with seasonal fruit and whipped cream would be great. Okay.
I'm going to try something new, by the way, this year, Kathy. I am departing from pumpkin pie, and I'm going to try to do a key lime pie with Thanksgiving.
That is very new.
In this frigid weather, yes. I feel like I'm down
in Key West or something. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, I know you've been getting a lot of questions from people, and I want to get to some of those. So tell us, what have people been asking you about this?
Oh, they've been asking me, Karen Billard wrote, I think I know the answer, but can you partially cook the turkey, cool it, refrigerate it, and finish it the next day? Absolutely not.
No.
You don't ever want to pre-stuff a turkey. You don't want to pre-cook it. You deal with bacteria. Sophie Amadeo wrote in, need some inspiration for a side dish for a gluten-free, no starch carb cousin and a grandmother that can't eat any leafy greens. Sophie, poor Sophie.
No, I'm feeling
go
okay.
Out.
Let me tell you, there's a dish in front of you here. I just came up with this. I think it hits it all. It's vegan. It's gluten-free. I went to a farmer's market last weekend, the first winter farmer's market, absolutely thrilling display of all these carrots. You see yellow ones, red
yes.
ones, purple ones. I roasted them. I glazed them with maple syrup.
Jeremy's not even waiting.
Jeremy never waits.
I'm gonna try it right now.
It's already Thanksgiving for Jeremy. I sprinkled pomegranate seeds on it. I charred some scallions, and then I sautéed some walnuts in maple syrup. And that would be
Never
a beautiful dish.
Never has a dish. Carrot tasted so good.
Oh, Jeremy, let me quickly tell you, my friend Joe Yonan, who wrote a book called Eat Your Vegetables, has a sweet potato galette with mushrooms and kale. Would be perfect for the vegan, and it would be a beautiful centerpiece. It wouldn't feel like this vegan is like, oh, eat some side dishes and shut up.
The pomegranate seed for a little pop of holiday
yes,
color.
Yes, really beautiful and special. And again, texture, and lots of taste.
So we're gonna have the recipes, right? We've got the recipes up at hereandnow.org for what we are eating right now, and you can, I'm sure, see a picture of it in case you can't tell from Kathy's beautiful description of it. I should also mention that Susan Stamberg, the famous
yes.
Susan Stamberg with her cranberry relish, is going to join us on Wednesday
Excellent.
On Here and Now with some more tips. But Kathy, just give me your final tip. What should people absolutely not do for Thanksgiving this year?
Freak out.
For some people, it's too late already.
It's too late, but you know what? You're sitting around a table. You're with your family. If it all goes wrong, just look at each other. Eat a carrot. Make a salad. You know, this is not rocket science. The problem is most people don't cook all year. And then this is my favorite holiday because when I'm in the kitchen, I think everyone else is in there too.
Well, Kathy Guntz, it's always great to have you here. And now resident chef Kathy Guntz, her latest book is Note from a Maine Kitchen, Seasonally Inspired Recipes. And as Jeremy said, we'll have all her Thanksgiving recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank
you. Happy Thanksgiving.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.